a move that the Honorable House adopts the 7th report of the Appointments Committee on His Excellency the President's nomination for appointment as Deputy Regional Minister. The Speaker, the President, in accordance with Article 2562 of the Constitution, communicated to this House the nomination of 10 persons as Deputy Ministers. The committee met and in considering the nominee relied on the Constitution, the Republic of Ghana, the standing orders, and the CV presented by the nominee. The Speaker, the committee referred the nominees to the security agencies and obtained background security reports from them. The revenue agencies, Ghana Revenue Authority, also brought their reports indicating that all of them were up to date on their tax obligations. We then asked the nominees to speak to us about their background. Each of them told us about his background, her background, and their experiences. They answered questions on themselves. The figures, some were very interesting, some gave answers. And the figure, after due consideration, the committee was satisfied that each one of them had the requisite qualification and experience to assist their regional minister to perform the duties as assigned to the regional minister. This is the recommendation of the committee that each one of the 10 members be approved by this House by consensus. Deputy ministers are to assist their substantive ministers in the performance of their duties. And Mr. Speaker, there has been some public criticism of the appointments committee, and it's important that we explain that when we are vetting nominees who are members of parliament, the public should not expect us to exact the same consideration as other persons. Because, Mr. Speaker, the understanding is that a member of parliament already satisfies the minimum legal requirement under Article 94 of the Constitution to be qualified to be Minister of State. That is why, relative to the assessment, we appear to be doing what the public is saying, that you are favoring your members. It's not favoritism, Mr. Speaker. It's a matter that they have already met the minimum requirement. Mr. Speaker, we are approving by consensus the respected nominees that the chairman referred to. I beg to second the motion.